number 13107, Luann Quigley seeks a special use exception and variance for an accessory dwelling unit with a floor area greater than 1,000 square feet or 50% of the floor area of the single-family dwelling located on the same lot and from the front yard setback requirement for an existing structure. Sections 115-20A, 15C, 115-23, 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the intersection of Honeysuckle Road and Daisy Road. The 911 address is 34514 Daisy Road in Frankfort. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 533, Map 6, Parcel 123. The applicant is seeking a 484 square foot variance from the 1,000 square foot maximum allowable for an accessory dwelling. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Franklin Van Dam. My address is 16733 Woodland Court in Bridgeville, Delaware, and I represent Luann Quigley. Okay. I work for the general contractor.
All right. Well, we'll get into that in a minute.
Okay.
I swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Thank you.
The floor is yours.
Okay. Luann Quigley is seeking an accessory dwelling which is greater than 1,000 square feet. When I applied for the permit, or when the permit was approved on April of 22nd of 2024, that was prior to the ordinance of 3027, which was adopted in June of 2024. We submitted plans for an addition on a garage and an added level to that garage. And on the permit, it actually states bedrooms, bathrooms, which basically creates some living quarters. So it stated bedroom, study, rec room, pantry, and bathrooms with a wet bar. The wet bar shown on the plans ended up having a stove, which we're now told when the inspection failed due to the cooking ability, when everything else passed except for planning and zoning. And planning and zoning shows a failure of the garage studio apartment due to a separate utility pan on the garage. Well, that utility pan was actually installed back in 1994 as a separate utility at that garage. On the same premises. So it was not added during this construction process. I did go to neighbors to get their approval, which I have three different approvals that you should have. From the neighbors. I also have pictures of the dwelling, which makes the property much more appealing. I think it's a very nice dwelling on it. This property is over 2 acres of land, so it certainly doesn't infringe on the other dwellings that are there. I also submitted some pictures of other dwellings. I live in a community called Bridgeville Chase, and as soon as I pull into that community, I noticed there is a house behind a house, and the car parked separately, and I've seen a person walking to that premise. So there is other properties in the county that have other possible accessory dwellings. I don't know if they ever went for a variance or how they actually use that dwelling. I also wanted to state that Luann Quigley has a son and daughter-in-law that put out all the money to build this dwelling. They're a young couple that wants to stay close to his mother, especially if she's in time of need, he will be right there. So they're looking to get this variance approved. And I'm hoping that you can approve it.
Any Any questions from the board?
The original use, as it had bedrooms and everything in it before, was somebody actually using, to your knowledge?
No, it was a two-car garage with a roof on it.
But I mean, it's been built up has anyone lived in there since it's been built?
Yes, for over a year.
I know you have some neighbors that are in support of it. Has anybody or any neighbors complained about the placing of the building or where it is, or, you know, traffic going into the property, anything like that?
No, there's no more traffic. It's the same people that always lived there.
Okay.
And no, there hasn't been any complaints that I know of.
Sharp.
Thank you. So my understanding, you originally had a two-car garage, and then the applicants contracted with your company to add a second story to that for living space. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
And when they did that, did they, because the prior ordinance was still 800 square feet for a garage studio apartment, so this would have still exceeded that amount. In fact, it would have exceeded more so than what the current code allowed. Was it the reason for it being 1,484 square feet, that living space, was that because the size of the garage below was that same size?
There was an addition to the garage and an add a level on top.
Okay, so they made an addition to the already existing garage on the first floor and then built on top of it.
Yes, that is correct.
Is there a separate parking for the residents of the garage, of the ADU?
Well, there's one driveway that comes into the property between the two dwellings.
I understand that, but is there a separate parking space for whoever the occupant of that ADU is?
I would say yes, yeah.
And if I hear people in the crowd, they can have a right to come up and speak.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah. We don't put that in the record. So.
Okay.
I see there's a septic mound on the property.
Yes.
Is that septic system designed to accommodate the additional bedrooms from this garage?
Yes, it was built for that. And I have the approval, the septic approval.
Are there any interior steps? I think I see some steps that look like they project off the side of the unit. Is there any interior steps that connect the first floor to second floor?
There's no interior steps, no.
And I guess I just want to understand this. The applicants came to you to build an addition on the first floor of the garage and then to build a second floor addition for this living space.
Correct.
And those plans were submitted to the county prior to the adoption of the ADU ordinance.
Correct.
Did anyone look at the code at that time to determine whether what was being proposed would need a variance or additional approval?
Not that I know of.
All right, I have no further questions, thank you.
Someone is living there now. Is it?
I believe so. I haven't been at the property, but I believe so.
So it was designed to have a family member living there, or?
That would be Lou Ann Quigley's son and daughter-in-law.
Okay, but it wasn't to be a rental property? Or?
No, absolutely not. Okay. No, he grew up on that property and wants to stay on the property.
Further questions from the board? Sharp.
have none, thank you.
Please have a seat. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13107? Three hands. If anybody'd like to come up and speak, please do.
My name is Howard Wimbro, 35288 Honeysuckle Road, Frankfurt, Delaware. If you go to the pictures.
I have to swear you in.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You swear affirm testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. How about it?
If you go to the pictures, there is nobody in Sussex County closer to this property, more affected by this project, not related to the people involved, than myself. I'm 352. I'm straight across the road. That's me, yes. Yes. There's a saying that if you don't have the rules, you argue the facts. You don't have the facts, you argue the rules. Well, I'm here to pound the table and just put in a good word for these folks. I've known Lou Ann. She's been my neighbor since I've lived there. You could not ask for a finer neighbor. We don't socialize. I'm only here because of the yellow sign that was in the yard saying this hearing was going on today, and I made the decision that I'm going to come here and advocate and speak on their behalf. As far as I understand the situation and listening to the details here, this is a snafu. This is something where the wheels of government have ground while the citizens of the jurisdiction are trying to live their lives. It is where the son is trying to stay with the mother. It's two people on an over 2-acre lot. This isn't a dozen people stuffed into a lot. I think this is just the unfortunate things that happen with the facts and the rules as we all just try to live our lives as best we can. And I beseech the board to find every means at their disposal, to find the leeway to grant these folks what they're looking to do. It's a beautiful property that they've developed. They're good neighbors. There's nothing wrong with anything. And I just wanted to come and put my two cents in and beseech you to grant these folks what they want to do.
Questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Would anybody else like to speak?
My name's Kate Dwelling, 34514 Daisy Road, Frankfurt.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
So, Luann Quigley is my mother-in-law. I'm married to Stephen Walls, and we built the ADU so that we could live close to Luann. I have this little statement I'd like to say. I would like to begin by sincerely thanking the Planning and Zoning Committee for your time and consideration. We want to express our full respect for the accessory dwelling unit ordinance requirements. When we constructed the ADU, we did so in good faith with the intention of complying with all applicable regulations. Our contractor, Frank, took the lead on managing the permitting process, and we understood that they were acting transparently by including the structure's measurements in the scope of work section for the permit application, which was dated in April 22nd of 2024. And that was approved, and we got a permit to build. No one stopped by to say we were doing anything wrong, to our knowledge. After it was completed, the final planning and zoning inspection conducted on September 11th of 2024, it indicated that we passed the setback verification. So again, we thought we were in good faith. and following regulations. Thought that all the requirements had been properly addressed and met. We now realize the board's limitations on the ADU square footage is to assure proper use of the ADU, to avoid duplexes and other issues that may occur on smaller lot subdivisions. Hopefully today we can assure you that we plan to use the ADU as a true accessory dwelling. It provides myself and my husband affordable housing option while also allowing us to care for my aging mother-in-law and to manage the responsibilities of maintaining the property. My husband is an only child to Luann. Again, thank you for your consideration for the variance. And also, I'd like to thank our lovely neighbors who have showed an abundance of support. Additional questions?
Any questions?
I do have just one.
Sure.
So when you expanded the garage, you had the intentions on just expanding the ADU itself, so do you have?
Yeah. And for symmetry, and there's three of us, we thought we would add another bay and just keep it very symmetric. And then that's where we got the above square footage. So we weren't trying to do anything, you know, various or like behind your the county's back by any means. That's kind of
right. So the intention was just to add additional garage space in the beginning. And then as you extended the roof, you included that as a living area.
Correct.
Instead of just a storage area.
Right, right. And it's just a one bedroom, which is pretty big for us, and then just an office. And so.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
One question, please.
Before I get there, Ms. Norwood, I noticed in looking at the agenda, we'd advertised for a front yard variance also. And looking at that site plan, it gave you the corner of the dwelling. Needs a variance, am I correct in that?
Yeah, it looks, I've been looking at that since we've been sitting here. I think I missed that part. But it shows it's a 1 foot from the 40 off of Daisy. The house appears to have been built back in the early 70s. So I don't know if it had a CO prior, but. And then I thought about the through lot ordinance. But being as they come in off of Daisy, that would still
affect the 40. Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. So looking at the name of the.
To get the 1 foot, it would bring that house and the existing home into compliance.
Yeah, so we do have that as well.
Yeah.
The dwelling, you heard Ms. Norwood talk about the dwelling. Do you know how old that dwelling is?
The garage?
No, the dwelling, not the garage. What we discovered was that on the site plan, it shows the dwelling is 39 feet from Daisy Road, and it actually is a 40-foot setback. There's like a corner of the house there that would appear to encroach. I didn't know if you knew how old the house was.
When?
Okay, maybe we'd have her testify to that.
Probably the 90s, right? You didn't want to get up.
Are you able to come up, Ms. Quigley?
Pardon?
Are you able to come up and testify? We just want to make sure we have the record cleaned up here, so that's why. Can you state your name and address for the record, ma'am?
Luann Quigley, 34514 Daisy Road, Frankfort, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
What the issue is you can maybe see up there, the corner of that dwelling is 39 feet from Daisy Road. And one of the things that we advertised for was a front yard variance to capture that as well. Mm. Do you know how long that house has been there in that location?
90.
When did you buy the property?
90.
Was it there prior to your ownership?
No.
It was not?
No.
He's talking about your house now.
I know, my house. We bought in 90, so shortly after we added the den on, let's see, John was in the war. Jeez.
That's all right. I know we're on the spot here. That's okay.
John was in the Gulf War, and I know we added the den and the bedroom in 90.
Would that have been closer to Daisy Road or elsewhere on the property? Because the issue is that corner near your covered porch by your driveway. It's that one little corner of the house.
Right.
Has that always been there, or was that added?
That was added on.
Okay.
It wasn't the original house.
Okay, so that's new. That's a newer part?
Yeah, back in
New, newer now. I mean, newer then, not newer now, so to speak.
Right.
Okay.
Been there since 9.
All right. Have you had any complaints about that structure in that location?
No.
All right. Looking at the site plan, it looks to me like there's a fairly significant gap between your front property line and the edge of paving of Daisy Road. Is that accurate? So you see the dark line there?
Yes.
That's your property line.
Uh-huh.
Then there's Daisy Road, and there's another line there, and there appears to be a gap between the two. See how, like, your driveway looks like it comes out a little bit to Daisy Road? Well, your property line is that dark line.
Yeah.
And that's where the house is measured to.
Okay.
And I'm just curious, it looks like Daisy Road, there appears to be a gap of some distance between the edge of paving and your front property line. I was just asking you if that was correct or not. Okay. Have you, how far, do you have any idea how far that is from the house, from the road? Okay.
Mr. Shirt.
That's fine.
I'm sorry, I'm not good with.
That's okay, no worries. Ms. Norwood had a question.
Based on Ms. Quigley's information of the year of the addition, it was built in the early 90s, there was a certificate of occupancy issued for the addition. So
okay.
We
so
can
that could be handled administratively anyhow.
Correct.
Okay, very good. Well, that answers that. So thank you, Ms. Norwood, for that. We've eliminated that concern. I have
sorry.
No further questions.
I'm
no.
Not,
that's
my husband handled things, and then when he passed, I'm totally.
That's all right. There's no need to apologize. Thank you.
Any further questions? We're good. If you ladies want to have a seat.
Thanks.
Is there anyone else present who is in favor of case number 13107? Is there anyone present who is in opposition to case number 13107? If there are no further questions from the board, Mr. Sharp, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
And just for the board, this will only be for the variance and special use exception for the ADU. The front yard variance can be handled administratively because staff has discovered the certificate of occupancy for that structure. So we do not, certainly you could if you wish, but you don't have to because that can be handled administratively.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. I move that we approve case number 13107 for Ms. Luann Quigley for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. The variance will not alter the essential characteristic of the neighborhood nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or the development of adjacent property nor be detrimental to public welfare. The variance represents the minimum variance is necessary to afford relief and represent the least modification to this regulation. And in the special use condition also.
I second the motion.
We have a motion and a second. Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Mr. Lovengooth?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13107 has been approved. Have a good evening.